It is a Friday morning here on KORN News Radio. Ask the experts here this morning on this Friday, November 2nd, and Dr. Jason Heason joins us from Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital. Jason, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Ask the experts here every Friday at 8:30 on KORN. And let's start off. How long you been in Mitchell and Safe Haven? Where are you at? And how long you been in business?
Well, we've been at Safe Haven since 2006. And when I purchased the clinic here, we've been a constant fixture since then, I guess, providing high quality, excellent care for our families. And that is, of course, our four-legged family. Members.
And what was it about pets and veterinarian that got you interested?
Well, I started out doing mixed animal practice, cows, sheep, horses, dogs, cats, whatever. And what I realized is that working with pets, I was able to focus my efforts and felt like it was really a good fit. I've always really, really liked dogs, mm-hmm. and cats are just a natural. our farm is kind of overrun by cats with three legs and missing hair and short ears. So I've always been a pet lover, and so small animal practice just kind of came natural for me.
Dr. Jason Heason with the Safe Haven joins us this morning. Some questions that were sent in this week. It is hunting season, so folks getting out there with their dogs with the pheasant season. How do you get your dog ready for hunting season? Because it can be pretty strenuous on them as well.
Sure. So one of the biggest things I see overall, and this applies to all pets, not just hunting dogs, but them in particular, weight control is a huge issue. So if there was one thing that you could do to ensure that your pet was healthy, happy, and ready for the activities of your family, no matter what they are, is to make sure he's at an appropriate weight. Our pets, they're kind of like us. They'll eat as long as there's food in front of them. And if they're eating too much, that puts extra strain on their joints and extra strain on their muscles and everything. One of the things we've also found out recently is that pet foods, although they are high in what are called omega fatty acids, because that's the buzzword these days, what we found out is that it has to be an appropriate combination of those omega fatty acids to make sure that our joints and our muscles and our cells that are inside our pets are functioning to their optimum. And we can help you with that. Give us a call. We'll make an appointment, and we'll get you the right supplements and food that you need to make sure your pet's healthy.
Going off of that, what do you not want to feed your pet, and what do you want to look for? What are those key ingredients or words you want to look for in dog food?
Sure. So the number one thing, don't feed your pets, table food.
Okay.
The foods that we love, steak, bacon, sausage, bologna, hot dogs, those things, they're horrible for our pets. If you want to ensure a fast way to get your pet to come see me, just feed him those things. We talk about it all the time, but those are big no-nos for our pets. If you want to feed him something off the table, let's feed him some carrots, feed him some broccoli, the things that are good for us.
Stuff.
Yeah, the things that are good for us tend to be good for our pets too. But now in our pet foods, the things that you want to look for, especially in our pet foods and supplements, are foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids. Okay.
Those are the keywords there, omega-3 fatty acids. Dr. Jason Heason from Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital joining us this morning on Ask the Experts. How do you know if your dog is overheated or has worked too hard, and what's the best way to help them cool down?
Well, so one of the things that your dog's going to do, the first sign that, hey, we need to slow down a little bit is, Rover's laying down frequently. He's got his tongue hanging out, is dragging on the ground, mm-hmm. and instead of out running around the field in front of you, he's now following behind you and laying down and doing those things. That's the first sign that, hey, we need to slow down, give our dog some water, take a break. It's important. A lot of people think it's not been that big a deal this year, but dogs can still get overheated in cool temps because down in that grass, it's warmer than mm-hmm. it is up where we are. But dogs will when they get overheated, you maybe have to carry them to the end or something like that. But it's important that you do not cool them off too fast.
Okay.
The first thing people want to say is, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. Throw them in a pond of water. That's like signing a death sentence for your dog. So cool them down quick. Slowly, give me a call. We can help you with that. But important not to cool them down quickly.
Also, plenty of dogs out there. Some may get lost, and microchipping, that obviously helps quite a bit. What's the process of microchipping, and how does that work?
Sure. So a microchip is a small, really, really small digital implant, I guess, we put into your dog, usually between your shoulder blades, and it works on cats too. Okay. Thought about it on my kids, but yeah, it's not a tracking device. It's only passive, so somebody has to have a reader.
Okay.
But what these do is they allow us to all pets that come in that are missing, we scan them, as well as shelters and other vet clinics have those, and scan them, and it's attached to your name. If your pet's lost, the best way to ensure he's getting back is getting microchip. Microchips are cheap. Give me a call. We can get one put in your pet in an appointment. Boy, it'll save you a lot of heartache.
And we got the Pet Patrol here, and that's sponsored by you guys at Safe Haven. So, any, you know, people call in pets quite often, or, you know, dog missing around the area. So, good idea just to get that. It's, you know, like you said, easy, and saves you a lot of headaches down the road should that happen. Dr. Jason, he's in this morning on Ask the Experts with Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital. All types of surgeries that you offer. Knee, what type of the surgeries are most common, do you see?
So in our hunting dogs is what I guess we're talking about mostly, mm-hmm. is one of the most frequent injuries we see is what's called a cruciate ligament injury. And, you know, it's the same old football injury that our kids receive in high school. And we fix those knees. We've done hundreds of them with very good success. So if you're thinking of going out of town to get that done, give me a call. We're very competitive on price. We have a very good return to full function percentage rate. And boy, we can really help you out there.
How does the rehab work with the dog? How do you kind of get them back to 100%?
Sure. So, you know, one of the really good things about dogs is, you know, they'll use that leg with time. We do start with range of motion action exercises. We work up over a, we give you a complete written take home protocol for the first 6 weeks to get your dog back hunting again.
There we go. Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital, Ask the Experts with Dr. Jason Heason this morning on KORN. New technologies, medicine's always changing. Anything that's made your job easier with x-rays or whatever else here with the dogs and cats?
So one of the things that we've employed over the last several years is the use of lasers. And lasers in veterinary medicine, you think, man, what would you use a laser mm-hmm. for? And one of the big things is called cold laser therapy. And cold laser therapy, in a nutshell, just it tricks the machinery of the cell that's injured into thinking it's healthy. So it carries out its normal okay. activities, which cuts down on swelling, it cuts down on pain, it gets your pet back to health sooner. We use it post-surgery, every surgery. We use it on all kinds of post-procedure things, and it really gets our pets back going soon.
Maybe you have a new pet, vaccinations for your pets. When should you get those early on?
Sure. So, you know, as soon as you get that new pet, you call me. Come in. Our first exams are free. We'll get you on a program that is custom tailored to you and to our area to make sure that our pets are not getting sick, not picking up those crazy diseases mm-hmm. that are around.
And what are some of those diseases that are more common, whether it's ticks or anywhere else they can get those
sure.
diseases?
So, you know, ticks carry disease, mosquitoes carry disease, plus other pets, you know, other people's pets. They're all around, and they, you know, we can get kennel cough, distemper, parvo, hepatitis, lepto. I mean, the list goes on and on. The big one I want to talk about, though, is rabies.
Okay.
And, you know, here in the city of Mitchell, their animals, pets are required to be rabies vaccinated, and we carry that through. So when you come in, you're gonna see that we require a rabies vaccine at Safe Haven. We can also, you know, the one thing about rabies that's so important is it's not only affects our pets, but it affects people too. So you know, and if you get rabies, you're gonna die.
Oh.
And same with our pets. If they actually come down with rabies, there's no help. It's curtains. So let's make sure we get our pets well vaccinated, especially for those life-threatening diseases.
Dr. Jason Heason this morning on a Friday, Ask the Experts on KORN. Change in the weather now, change in temperatures. What are some of those key temperatures to avoid your pets, whether it's the hot outside, the cold outside? When should we bring them in, and what are those key factors for temperature and weather?
You know, so I kind of look at our pets like us. You know, if you got a big old construction guy and he's outside working all the time in the wintertime, much like your pet, if he's outside, lives outside, he's much more tolerant of mm-hmm. those temperature extremes than Fluffy, who sits on the couch all day. You know, you can't take Fluffy, who sits on the couch all day, put her outside when it's 10 degrees below zero and leave her there for half an hour. That's just not responsible. So, you know, if it kind of, if as a general rule, look at it like you. If you're hot,
they're going to be hot.
If you're hot, they're going to be hot. If you're cold, they're going to be cold.
Yeah.
So just kind of use common sense on that. You can give us a call. We can help you with any of those more drastic times. But boy, certainly if it gets over 90 degrees outside in the summer and if it gets down below 10 degrees, we've got problems if you're not extra careful with your pet.
And final question here, ages of your pets as they get older, how does their activity change? How should their diets change as they get older?
Well, you know, much like us, as we age, our requirement for calories decreases. So a lot of times we'll see weight gain in our middle to older age pets. And so changing their food to a food that's designed for older pets and then appropriate number of calories for your pet. I can figure that out for you. Just give me a call. But as a general rule, our pets require less food as they get older. But exercise, not so. You know, as our pets get debilitating diseases, arthritis, that kind of thing, exercise is actually good for them. So keep it up.
Dr. Jason Heason joins us this morning, Ask the Experts from Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital right here in Mitchell. Who's on your staff and how do we get a hold of you?
Well, so you get a hold of us, 996-4798. 996-4798 will ring to the office. Our staff is answering the phone. They're ready to help you. They can they'll get you an appointment to see me. We have myself for veterinarians. My uncle helps me out. We have a couple other part-timers, veterinarians that help us out at the clinic there. So we've got a full-time staff that's just wonderful and have been with me a long time, and we're very proud of my staff, and they can handle most questions you have.
Yeah, websites and Facebook pages too.
You
keep to update.
Yeah, you know, look on our Facebook page. I put pictures of a lot of our really more interesting surgeries,
videos, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Videos, pictures, you name it. We keep it there in our Facebook. We have a website, but our Facebook is going to be your if you want to see the cool stuff. Go to our Facebook page.
There you go. They'll post it on their Facebook, Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital. Ask the Experts every Friday at 8:30. Dr. Jason Heason in studio this morning. Jason, thanks for coming on by.
Thank you.
Ask the Experts every Friday morning here on KORN. More Let's Talk coming up next.